We thought snails was one dish that all students should taste, because we think it tastes like champignon, and we think that all students turn their nose up, but if you want to experience French culture, French life, then go for snails.
For Michael Coker, who teaches culinary arts at the London School of Hospitality and Tourism, snails taste like mushroom, and they remain the key to understanding French cuisine. Other emblematic dishes might include foie gras, croissant or mousse au chocolat. But French cuisine is decidedly more modern nowadays and manages very well to incorporate local influences wherever in the world French restaurants are found. And there are many. Today, around more than 1,000 chefs on all five continents, from Sydney to Tokyo to Dakar to Paris and New York, will be cooking up a French meal, celebrating the excellence of French cuisine, savoir-faire, and a certain je ne sais quoi, what they call in France conviviality, people generally communing around good food, eaten at the table, s'il vous plaît. I sincerely think we're the only country capable of creating this common, universal and humanist link around French cuisine, says French chef Alain Ducasse, one of the organisers of the Goût de France operation. And we'll see a very wide range of dishes, he says, because of the different seasons across the five continents. All the chefs have to provide a starter, fish course, meat course, a French cheese plate, and a chocolate dessert. One of the chefs taking part is David Thomas. Trained in Lyon, he moved to Namibia in southern Africa 6 years ago to open the Lion de Sable restaurant in Walvis Bay. He's won Namibia's Chef of the Year 4 times and South Africa's Chef of the Year 2 years ago.
It's a stunning operation, especially in terms of promotion. We will use basically 100% of local ingredients from all the vegetables, fruits, fish, meat and everything. And then the French inspiration comes through the way we will dish up the food and prepare the food.
Thomas's menu includes crab, pickled cucumber, lavender dressing, stuffed calamaris, Walvis Bay oysters with tarragon, salicorn, braised fennel and sorrel cream. And because this is Namibia, a fair amount of meat.
We use, obviously, game meat, venison, because Namibia, you know, it is huge landscapes full of antelopes, you know, all your springbok and eel and kudus and everything. So we have a huge variety of product to choose from.
You can now find 6 French cheeses in Namibia, including a Roquefort, which Thomas will be serving this evening alongside a poached pear in thyme syrup. And there's an increasing interest in French food. You can now even get foie gras.
There is one supplier and the guy managed to get the first delivery like 3 weeks ago, which is, you know, for a chef, a big step forward. It's a huge deal. It's really expensive, but I'm sure people will also, you know, appreciate tasting something different.
The Goût de France event has got cross-party support here in France, and it was about time, says top chef Alain de Tournier, who feels France has not backed its chefs enough.
Everyone is pleased, on the left and on the right. It's the first time we chefs are doing something alongside the government, like they've done in England, Spain or Scandinavia, countries where they tend to say French cuisine is a bit old-fashioned or has been. The Peruvian government, for example, has invited media from all over the world. They're backing their one chef. Same thing in Denmark. The Danish government is paying for its top 3 chefs to train here. Everyone wants to get trained in France.
Even German Chancellor Angela Merkel sent her chef to train in Paris at the Elysee Palace Kitchens. But recent international rankings suggest French restaurants are losing favour. Catherine Chevrier, an expert on international trade, says France needs to play a more collective game, getting its regions to bat on the same side rather than against one another.
Agriculture has to be included more in the food industry because ingredients are the raw materials. But we've allowed ourselves to get overtaken by Germany and Italy, which have more of a spirit of working together on a national level. Here in France, the different regions tend to defend their own corner. They have a lot of autonomy, but that also means they just don't bring people together on a national level.
In the meantime, a major soft power operation is being held this evening. Foreign ambassadors posted in France will all be dining on French produce at the Château de Versailles. There's nothing especially new about that. Talleyrand, Napoleon's chief diplomat, famously said he preferred one good chef to a horde of diplomats. Alison Heard, Paris, RFI.